with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
How's it going? Breakfast rolled.
How's it going? How's it going?
I'm laughing at you because you purposely came in here chewing gum. Stop.
No, I know. I didn't actually do it. I'm not doing it to annoy you. I shall remove the gum and put it in the bin.
Yeah.
Because it isn't professional to be doing a podcast with gum. It's just that my throat is kind of sore and I've used all my sucky sweets up, so gum is the next best thing.
You were slamming those sucky sweets in this morning.
Sugar high!
Right, listen, let's hope that you get over this dose because I can't be having you getting sick and everyone else getting sick around you.
Oh, you're just worried that you'll get the dose.
Yeah, I really can't afford to.
You can't afford to?
No,
I can't afford to either. But here I am, soldiering on, ploughing on, coming in, doing my job to the best of my ability.
Yeah, and actually we started the show off today because you thought I was sick shaming you on the show.
It's not shaming me, actually.
Your snuffleupagus, your snots galore over there. And I said to you at the start of the week, if you're feeling ill, go home.
You are. You have, every day this week, you have snot shamed me on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had enough of you shame because I am a human being. And human beings get sick and they have boogers. We have boogers. We have snots and there's nothing I can do about it. And if I need to blow my nose, I'm going to blow my nose. I have rights, you know.
It's been some adventure this week. The noises, the snorts, oh my God. Like literally, yesterday I started to get it. I felt like my throat was getting scratchy and I was writing a pen. I was writing a letter to you and I'm like, dear Una, I'm going to hunt you down and fatality you.
Fatality you.
Oh my God.
You're getting fatality.
Jesus.
No, I was actually going to call in sick last night because I was really feeling unwell. But my mom is staying with me and she was like, no, you're not. You're not calling in sick. You have to go to work. You can't call in sick. You have to go. I was like, okay, I will fall. Right.
Oh,
yes,
God.
My brother is at home and he took 2 days off work because he's got a bunged up nose.
Hang on a second. He works from home.
Yeah. And he did, but he took the, exactly. Thank you, my friend. He works from home, but he didn't go to work. He did not, he went to bed because he's got a bunged up nose.
Hang on a second.
So he's going around drinking Lemsip in a hot water bottle and he didn't get given out to. But I have to go to work.
you know, you're a trooper.
I am a soldier.
But like, you don't work from home, so like, you actually have to come in. So like, that has bumped you up in the scale of like, Super Leo Roadie, yeah?
Yeah.
But him, who works from home.
Yeah.
Called in sick.
Yeah.
You can't call in sick if you work from home.
You need to tell my mom that now and talk to her about it. It's shocking. It's a disgrace.
No. Your mom's always right though. Yeah. Your mum is.
Yeah.
I
don't know, but it is like it's this Catholic guilt that we carry as well.
Hang on a second. Did you ask your mum to call in sick for you?
No, I didn't ask her to call in. Oh, that would have been lovely.
You've done it before.
That would have been lovely. Yeah, that's so nice. And they did. Yeah. No, I didn't. She just told me you're not going. You have to go to work. You have to go to work. No.
You should have just said yeah, and then checked into a hotel and then just slept for the day. You know, that's what you should have done.
Money bags. I don't have that kind of money. Hotel money.
Tied up in crypto, is it?
Irish mammies.
Yeah.
They'll send you into school if you say, I have pain in my stomach. Oh, you do in my eye. And then, you know, you have to get your appendix out that day. But they'll send you in.
Let me see you walking with your pain in your appendix.
Yeah.
Oh, look, you can walk. Off you go.
Going in.
Seriously, though, who is working from home and taking days off sick? It's like.
Let me lift you up. High
mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Our survey says, I like this game.
It was a good one today, actually.
It was. If you missed it, guess what? You get to hear it right now.
iRadio's
Survey Says
with Kevin Egan Cars.
Get ready to send in some WhatsApp voice notes on 087-1102-107. Donald has a question for us and our survey says...
Yes, I do. Today we're asking, according to a new study, 67% of people say they don't properly understand this.
67.
How to use this.
Shall I go first?
How to do it or how to use
how
it?
How to use this.
Your car... when it comes to parking.
Yeah, you're You're right.
Straight in.
You're a terrible parker.
Oh, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh,
no. Shocking straight to watch in, you know, park. Yeah.
Una's car, once again this morning, looks like it's been stolen and abandoned.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
It's why? Because my...
It's half out of the space and the wheels are still turned.
I just like... I'm so...
I love this.
Well, like, why should I straighten them up? Like, why should I?
So someone could park next to you.
But they can park. I'm right in between the lines.
I'm not getting into it.
I'm not getting into it too either.
Yeah. We've wasted too
much oxygen talking about how rubbish you were at parking.
It is funny.
And
though.
Your defence to it is ridiculous.
What do you mean my defence is ridiculous?
It's abstract. I like it. It's cool.
Yeah, just park and let park, live and let live, love and let love.
It's there not parking.
Somebody call the guards.
Understand how to use this.
Yeah.
Where's the bold music there?
What? That could be.
No,
that's
not my answer.
That could be a plethora of things.
No, that's a plethora of things.
Yeah.
You got to find it first.
Is it used? Is it used their phone?
Yeah, that's. Yeah, you're not 100 on your phone.
No, because. Yeah. You just really need it for.
Texting and calling.
Yeah. Calls, texts, and
who uses their phone to
Googling.
Call these days? Yeah. Come on.
Who answers?
You just wait around on a Friday if it went for the cash machine call. That's the only thing you use your phone for.
Not true.
I'll stop it, Una.
Oh, sorry. You're so Gen Z.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not using your phone. No, I like it's a good guess, though.
All right, we need some guesses. 087-1102-107. What are you saying this morning? This is what our survey says.
According to a new study, 67% of people say they don't properly understand how to do this.
Our survey says this morning, we're looking for you to get your guesses in on 087-1102-107. What do you reckon the answer is to this?
According to a new study, 67% of people say they don't properly understand how to do or use this. What is this?
What are you saying, Soup?
Morning, guys. Soup here in Galway. Any chances at a roundabout?
Oh.
From what I've seen around this country, people definitely don't know how to use a roundabout.
Very true.
He's dead right in saying people don't know how to use a roundabout.
That percentage should be higher.
That
then.
Should definitely be higher. What lane they're in, they don't have a clue. Using indicators, they don't have a clue. It's not the answer, though. That must be higher. You're right.
Should have been a roundabout.
Huh?
Huh? Should I just use a roundabout over
there? Of course,
there?
I taught you how to use a roundabout.
You taught me?
I taught you how to use a roundabout.
Did you?
I did.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he thought you didn't. And I'm not getting into this again. You'll get in another fight.
I was indicating as I was going round, just because everybody kept pulling out in front of me, so I'm like, no, I'm still coming round. So I'd indicate while I was going round, then I'd indicate when I was coming
off.
Even though you shouldn't indicate when you're going round.
Yeah, because they think you're taking the fire.
So, like, when you're on it, you're on it. Just take it that the person's on it. But I was just sick of people pulling out in front of me like lunatics.
But you were doing it wrong and I was doing it right.
Sure.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, Cam Parker. Okay, guesses on 087-1102-107. The question is...
According to a new study, 67% of people say they don't properly understand how to do or use this. What is this?
Voice notes, get them in quickly. 087-1102-107. What is our survey asking us this morning, Donald?
According to a new study, 67% of people say they don't properly understand how to do or use this. What is this?
Okay, guesses on 087-1102-107.
Good morning from a very wet and windy Roscommon. Tommy here.
Hello, Tommy!
Just wondering, is the answer withdraw cash from a cash machine?
It's an
interesting one, yeah.
Do you remember saying it yesterday? I haven't done that in like forever.
You said you're not needed to, yeah.
Well, no, I also don't have it in the bank to do it.
Yeah.
I'm not like upper tax bracket over there.
Oh, yeah. I like to take money out because you spend less money because it's not like invisible money. You can see it going.
I never have it to spend, so.
Yeah, no. Oh my God, forget to go way out of it. Way out of it.
It's not that okay.
It's not the answer.
Morning, iRadio. I wonder if it change a tyre.
Change a tyre?
Oh, yeah. Not everyone knows how to do it.
Yeah.
No, it's not the answer. That could be higher.
Okay. Una, do you know how to change a tyre? Oh, no.
I've never had to. Touch wood. Now I'm going to jinx myself. Oh, here we go.
Okay. Yeah.
Hi, this is Fiona.
Hi, Fiona.
Going to the shop and buying only what you actually went to the shop for, not buying unnecessary SH1T.
Oh my God, like, yeah.
Can't do it.
Every time I go, I do that. Yeah, I'll just buy these things.
You go for some oat milk and you come out with a chainsaw.
Yeah.
Oh, you've done that.
And some lip balm. Done that.
Yeah, no, it's not that, unfortunately.
We need the answer, Donald.
The answer, 67% of people, they don't properly know how to use all the features on the TV remote. There's all things on there, buttons they've never pressed and don't know what they do.
Yeah.
See,
you only need the volume and the channel change.
Oh, you've got two or three remotes going on for the different things and all that, and you're like, there's the on button. So.
And nothing comes with instructions these days. You need an app to download it.
Yeah.
And Una doesn't know how to do that.
I don't.
that is true, yeah.
Are you on my tears? Is I Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.
We had fun on Rhyme It, and I either misheard or just wrote down the name wrong, and I thought it was Clodagh.
You were really rude to our lovely listener, Orla.
I wasn't
rude.
And
you're like, hey, Clodagh, so you're an accountant. No, she's not.
I'm still sticking by that I was told Clodagh because you went, Kelly?
No, I didn't.
I did.
That was beforehand. I knew her name was Orla. Lovely lady. Did quite well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not good enough, though, because she's tied in first place. So that means that we have to try and get somebody tomorrow to win.
Yep.
Yep. All right. So here's Rhyme It.
Playing Rhyme It this morning. Let's go to Cavan. Good morning, Clodagh.
Hi, Orla. It's Orla, isn't it?
It is Orla, yes. Thank you.
Apologies, I was...
He's very rude. Sorry, Orla.
I was told Clodagh, so that's all I'm saying.
It's okay. I forgive you.
And I'm not turning on Donald's microphone to defend himself. And now he's giving me many gestures with many of his fingers. Clodagh, you're in Cavan and you are... You are in... No, Orla's in Cavan. I'm joking. All right. So you're an accountant for a school, is that right? No, I'm joking. You work in the canteen. What is on the menu today for lunch?
What is today? Oh, today is the best day. It's chicken curry.
Oh, yum.
Yeah.
Is it spicy or is it? Are everyone a little bit too precious that you can't give them spicy food?
No, we look after them. We keep it mild.
Yeah, cool. Do you ever go to a restaurant and says, oh, careful now, it's spicy. And then it tastes like korma. Just like, come on, give me some heat.
Never spicy.
I don't like too much spice. And come here, what's a Friday meal then?
So we don't serve lunch on a Friday, so we just have the picky bits in the morning. You know, your sassy rolls and all.
Oh,
the nice stuff. Yeah, all the nice stuff.
Deadly. And Orla, you were getting married soon, I hear. You just bought the dress.
Yeah, literally the day before yesterday.
Oh, congratulations. Exciting. So exciting. Can you describe it to us? No.
Absolutely not.
Have you had your hen party yet?
My hen party is in 4 weeks.
Oh, brilliant. Where are you going? What are you doing? Or is it all a surprise?
Well, it was supposed to be a surprise, and then me with my lovely FBI skills, you know what we're like. I found out where we were going, and there was absolutely no way I was letting a bunch of women go to that cost coming up on the day of Christmas. So we're keeping it nice and local.
Okay, that's a really nice, conscientious thing to do.
Was there plans to like go away abroad and stuff?
No, because I'm absolutely brutal with planes. The plan was to go for 2 nights in Galway, but no, I can't. I couldn't justify going over and letting the women pay all that money. Didn't keep it and give it to me for my wedding present.
Are you related to Una? Orla?
Hey, what are you talking about?
Una sent out a letter before her wedding. She's like, this is the amount of money I expect.
Yeah, I did.
I'm not expecting anything. I just hope people show up.
Oh, they'll show up. We'll be there.
We'll be there too.
I'll send you the air code.
Grant. Una can sing at the wedding for you. She's a beautiful singer.
Yeah, I have a beautiful singer.
I do hear it regularly.
I hear it in my sleep. It's be outside my window. Cooper! All right.
One last question. Do you know what you're having for like the evening time snacks at the wedding?
Leftover chicken curry and picky bits from the school.
I was thinking potato sandwiches.
Potato sandwiches, yeah, nice, yeah.
Don't mind, Una, she shot that down the other day.
No, I didn't. I shot down the potatoes. I said, without the bread, you need the bread.
Okay, Grant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you need the bread.
You need the bread.
Potato sandwich, well, excellent, cool.
Okay, right, Orla.
Your word that you have to rhyme with this morning is?
Ring, R-I-N-G.
So every question you answer has to rhyme with ring. You'll have 30 seconds and your time starts now.
If I had a sore throat, I would struggle to do this well.
Sing.
You may have had a rope, one of these, on a tree outside as a child.
Swing.
The bell makes this sound when it's rang.
Ding.
Someone wearing a lot of expensive jewellery would have a lot of what?
Bling.
The capital of China?
Beijing.
A short period of enjoyment or wild behaviour is known as a?
Pass.
He grew through a great punch. He has a mean what?
Sting.
Time is up.
Swing.
Yeah. So you got 5. You passed on short period of enjoyment or wild behavior is known as a
fling.
Oh.
You won't be having any more of those.
They're long over.
A great punch is a swing.
Yeah,
listen, you got 5, so you are now tied. So if whoever's on tomorrow doesn't beat 5, that means that we'll have to spin our wonderful wheel, and you can then win the contents of Una's drawers. Something to
okay.
And you thought your wedding was something to look forward to.
No.
Please, that not cost me a fortune.
Damn right.
You're on iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolls.
We were inundated with messages about this, and we didn't have time to get through them all. There were so many things that annoy you about weddings. There were so many, Una.
There are so many things that annoy you about weddings. I could list them all off again and go on a rant, but I won't.
You don't need to, because people can hear it right now.
Yeah.
We were talking to Orla earlier on about, she was playing Rhyme It. She's getting married. She's got a hen party coming up. And I told her to listen out for this because we got a story about a wedding that happened, Una. This is absolutely buck wild. Hold on, put your stirrups in, and this is going to buck you off now. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Guests in the wedding in York in the UK cause uproar, absolute uproar. And I want your opinion on this. So they secretly ordered pizza because the reception failed to give food after 8 hours. So they arrived, yeah? They got the little canopies. Then they're standing around waiting for the bride and groom. But then they're just like, oh, to hell with this. So they ordered pizza. The bride is furious with everybody.
What?
You've ruined the wedding. There's no call for
Hold on a second. 8 hours. Where is the dinner? Like, where is the 5-course meal that you get?
Yeah.
That you paid for?
What?
Well, you give money. You know what I mean? No, but you're essentially paying for the meal.
You give a gravy boat.
Yeah.
They were saying that it's tacky and embarrassing that they had to do this. And
embarrassing, you didn't feed your guests for 8 hours.
I'd
been out the gap.
Like, you know, when you go to a wedding, you need to prepare yourself. Like, so you need to have made sure you've had a good breakfast and a good bit of food before you get into the church.
100%.
Have something for when you get out of the church as well, a little bit of snackage. And then on the way, while they're all busy doing photographs before you arrive to the hotel or wherever the reception is, get a bowl of soup or something.
No, because you shouldn't have to do that, because when you get to the hotel, they usually have canapes. Yeah. Sometimes they're gank.
Yeah, but sometimes you arrive and it's like small talk.
Small talk is probably one of the worst things about weddings. That and the cost of it.
Small talk in general. So what we want to know is, like, that would annoy you at a wedding now, that if you didn't get fed and you're just like, this is ridiculous.
Absolutely.
So what are the other things that
annoy? I take my card back.
you're at the box rummaging through. It's like, this one feels very heavy. I maybe take this one. So what are the things that annoy you at weddings? Just those small things. I'd be interested to see what you reckon.
There's loads.
087-110-2107. I'm going to get this started. I don't mean to offend anybody, but bagpipes.
What? That is so niche. Why would bagpipes annoy you? They're lovely. The sound of Scotland.
Yeah, but they're really loud. And
they're lovely.
Maybe it's just my ear, but it actually hurts my ear. So it's just maybe the tone that it comes out of it. Like, very skilled, amazing. Like, the players that play it, fantastic. But there's a time and a place and a different room to me.
And what kind of weddings? How many weddings have you been to where there's bagpipes?
Plenty of weddings.
I don't think I've been to any with bagpipes.
Oh, different class of people.
Oh, here we go. Your man, Notions, over there in Downton Abbey. What?
I've been to loads of weddings with Scottish weddings with bagpipes. They're always getting walked in with bagpipes.
Yeah. That's gorgeous. I would really enjoy that. That is not an annoying thing.
All right.
The annoying thing is
we need to set up Una in a room with a bagpipe player and see how long you last.
Ooh.
Hello there, Mr. Bagpipe Player. Can I give a go squeezing your bags?
Hey!
All right, so what are the things that annoy you at weddings? 087-110-2107.
The speeches, if they're boring.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The thank you glass, because if you're stuck with it, you have to go up. You know the thank you glass for the speeches?
Huh?
You pass around a glass every time. So everyone puts money into this glass.
Pass the person.
And every time someone says thank you, you have to pass the glass around. But the person who ends up with the glass is the person who has to go up and get the refreshments at the end of it. So
I've literally never been at a wedding when they've done that.
What?
Yeah. And I've been to loads of weddings. Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
So. I like the thank you glass, but
yeah. And it's then the like blessing of the hands at the church.
The what?
Oh, that takes forever.
That does take a while.
Oh my God. I don't know. They're just, it's like a hand blessing and it's lovely and all that. But if you're hungry and if you're in the church, it goes on and on and on. And then you might have a priest who says, right, we're going to say the shake the hand. What is that called?
Sign of peace.
Yeah, yeah. But he makes this side, the left side of the church, cross over to the right side and you have to shake a stranger's hand because you have to get to know the stranger. So you're there shaking strangers' hands.
Bring back COVID when you just couldn't touch anybody. I'm joking. No, please don't. Okay, 087 1102 107. What are the things that annoy you about weddings? We were talking about this wedding that was in York in the UK and the guests were left absolutely starving. 8 hours. It's a full night's sleep without food, isn't it?
Absolutely shocking.
It is outrageous. And what we were looking for is things that you think that you hate about weddings that are absolutely shocking. What annoys you about weddings? Now, I said bagpipes, and some people are getting on board with this.
Good morning, guys. I have a son who is 14 years old, and he plays in his local bagpipe.
Oh, no. What have I done?
He's asked to play at everything we go to. Now, the only condition is he is not allowed to play the bagpipes unless he himself is wearing earplugs.
To protect his ears.
Yeah.
He
doesn't like...
But he's in demand. People love the bagpipes.
Oh. No, we will put you in a room with it.
With bagpipes.
It's so loud. It's so loud. I think maybe because my ears are so sensitive. You know the way I can't stand being beside you when you're eating or...
Yeah, yeah.
With your...
And I'm afraid to blow my nose now because I just...
The noise of that, my God. It's like a drain being cleared.
It is.
It's like a drain being unclogged that hasn't been unclogged.
You're snot shaming me again and we talked about this.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. I checked our HR.
Morning, guys. Morning. It's Kelly here.
Hey, Kelly.
I just wanted to let you know my small thing that I don't like about weddings. Some people might agree, probably disagree, but the thing that I dislike the most is the wedding invitation.
Oh, Kelly! All right, say listen.
Miss the show? Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
Hi, mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
This is the fourth take of this part of the podcast. Una's been distracted on her phone. Like, where's my phone, Una? Where is it? Is it in studio even?
No, but I'm researching things for news bulletins because I'm a journalist. Oh. What are you laughing at?
I too trained as a journalist.
Did you?
Yeah. Oh my God.
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard. Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did journalism.
Really?
Yeah.
How did that go for you?
I didn't want to get into it.
Oh, right.
Yeah, but I know the rules. I know the regulations. Yeah. And I know the rules of radio where you just don't be on your phone when you're trying to record things as well.
No, you need your phone all the time. Multitasking, Cooper, I am just wonderful at it.
You really aren't.
As all women are. Yeah.
Reversing, steering and looking is not a thing. So
cheek. Oh.
Anyway, read my lips. It's a great game. We're great fun with it.
It's Thursday. That means we get to play this amazing game. This is an amazing game, Una, and it's called Read My Lips. Look at my lips when I'm talking to you.
Yeah, I'm looking.
Okay, right. So we have noise-cancelling headphones, and Una's not going to be able to hear what I'm saying. She's going to put them on. And I've just been handed a piece of paper. Just take them off for a sec. Just take them off. I have to mime to you now. So I'm just explaining the rules, what you have to do, okay? So I'm going to read off the piece of paper, which I haven't read yet. Donald's just printed this out. So pop on your headphones, okay? First one, here we go. My...
Ball.
Neighbor...
What?
No, not again.
What?
My... Neighbor... Neighbor. Neighbor.
My leper.
Bathes. Bathes. Bathes.
I can't say that word.
Bathes, you know. Bathes.
What?
In.
Rub.
Just.
Toe.
Socks.
Excited.
Socks.
The face of you. In.
He.
His.
Licked.
Garden.
Candy.
Brilliant. You did it. Yeah, mm-hmm. So my neighbour bathes in just socks in his garden.
You're not opening your mouth enough.
All right, I'll try and open my mouth. We'll do one more here. Okay, ready? Here we go. I sneezed.
Teeth.
And.
And.
Snotted.
Snots.
On.
I.
A.
Am.
Date. Date.
Tat.
While.
Wild.
We.
Wild. Willy.
Where.
Where's.
Shifting.
Shirts.
Brilliant. Yeah. You did it.
Was I really?
Yeah. I sneezed and snotted on a date while we were shifting. I could do this all day long. Okay, all right, listen, that is read my lips. You what?
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
Hi, mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
And now the temperature in the studio has changed. It actually hasn't. It's still the same, but now the coat is off.
Yeah, I'm roasting. I'd say it's the lurgy still.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Right, well, the sooner the better we get out of this enclosed room, which is soundproof, because people won't be able to hear me scream. All right, truth or trash? Did Cooper do journalism in college?
All trash.
Right. Oi!
Truth or trash?
All right, we have facts, and all you got to do is try and convince each other that the facts are true. And we'll call you out if they're not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Dylan, we'll go for it. What have you got for us?
Animal facts. We love reindeers, and their eyes turn blue in the winter when it's cold. They're not always the same colour.
Reindeer's eyes turn blue. During
the winter. I think they're normally like a brownie.
I'm going to say that's true.
Just like that.
What's your reasoning behind that, Una? I'd like to...
Because I just, when Donal said it, I got an image straight into my mind of a beautiful reindeer with piercing blue eyes. So I must have seen it somewhere.
Okay.
I trust myself.
And my
intuition.
I'm trying to think of Sven from Frozen. Does he have blue eyes? Because, you know, it's winter.
It's winter, yeah. And it'd have to be factually correct, that cartoon movie, yeah.
Oh, it has to be?
Yeah.
Does Sven have blue eyes now? I'm thinking he might have blue eyes. But it is a cartoon, so I'm going to say trash.
Trash.
Yeah.
It is true.
Oh.
It helps them to see at a lower light levels when it's darker in the winter and they're golden coloured in the summer. No other mammals are known to have a change in eye ability. So, yeah, when they're flying the sleigh and all that, you know.
Sven has brown eyes, so that's why, yeah.
It's not factually correct. Yeah. So, yeah.
God damn it, Frozen. Oh, hang on a second. See, she made it snow. That's the thing, yeah.
It'll be winter.
Yeah. Damn it.
That'll be it.
Would you like my facts?
Yep. Go for it.
Oh, there's fierce excitement in the land of gaming gang because Fortnite, as you know, they had the Daft Punk festival over last weekend and it looked incredible. If you haven't seen any of the footage of it, go check it out. Fortnite is set to feature K-pop Demon Hunters, Ghostface from Scream and Scooby-Doo for the Halloween event called Fort Nightmare. This is class. It looks amazing. But here's my fact, okay? Scooby-Doo is actually short for Scoobert-Doo.
Oh, gee, Scoobert.
Used to be I think I had 15 Scooby-Doo videos when I was a kid.
15 Scooby-Doo videos?
Yeah.
Oh, amazing.
Legend.
But in none of them did I hear he was referred to as Scoobert-Doo. Though...
Isn't Scrappy a little arse?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Scrappy is the most annoying. You Google Scrappy Doo is the most annoying character to ever come into any comic universe or cartoon or any movie universe. And I don't know why they bother because it's just annoying.
Wow.
Have that character, I suppose. Yeah. I think I do vaguely. I'm going to say true. I'm going to say true to Scoobert Doo.
I'm going to say true too. Because Donald was very. I said it. And I'm just going to copy him.
I think Shaggy did say it in one episode.
Shaggy?
Yeah, that's the man.
Scuba Doo is correct. Yeah, it's
true.
Yeah.
That
is true. Scuba Doo is actually his real, his full name, and they just call him Scooby.
Yeah,
thank you for
sure.
bringing
yeah,
us that nice. Fact.
That, well, geez. I like that.
Well, gee, Scoobs, all it took was a little bit of fact chasing.
Yeah.
And that's what we're here for. Is anybody, you got any Scooby snacks?
You're too good at that.
Oh, yeah, Scrappy Doo. Oh, stupid Scrappy Doo. Anybody agree with me? 087-1102-107. Scrappy Doo's an arse. Una, what have we got for us?
So, recently,
oh yeah,
there was an experiment done in a town in County Leash.
Oh, Leash town. Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to say where because I signed an NDA.
Amazing.
So, anyway, the residents there did their morning wheeze in the shower. And for the rest of the day, if it was yellow, they let it mellow. And if it was brown, they flushed it down. They saved 2,500 litres of water.
Wow.
And this is currently under consideration by the government, who may roll this new system out after Christmas. And it's going to be called the H2 Null Flush Campaign. H2 Null Flush Campaign.
Yeah, we heard. Yeah, yeah. yeah.
Everybody said the H2 Null Flush Campaign.
Yeah. I mean, it's a really good messaging.
This is in a mysterious town in Leash.
Yes, as I said, I can't.
So how did they get everybody involved then? If there's a big NDA and nobody's meant to know about it, so did they do a town hall? Or was there a teams meeting?
Yeah, and how did you know about it?
Because I'm friends with someone in Leash.
Who do you know in Leash?
What? I know loads of people in Leash.
Name one yeah. person
I'm
you
not
know.
Telling you who my friends are. You and know, I signed an NDA, so I'm not going to tell you.
Well, she didn't say this is awfully, but yeah.
Una knows nobody in Leash.
I do know some people in Leash. The cheek of you.
Name
I've got
a
friends.
Town in Leash.
Mount Mellick.
Right. Oh! Mm. It's Mount Mellick.
I'm joking. No.
Yeah.
So there was an experiment in town Leash. The residents there did their morning wee-wees in the shower. And for the rest of the day, if it was the yellow, they let it mellow, brown flush down, whatever. And this saved 2,500 litres of water. And this now system is under consideration by the government, who may roll it out next year. And it's going to be called the H2 No Flush Campaign.
Would they not be encouraged to not shower as well then, as well, if they want to save water. Water?
No, why would you do that? You have to, they're not.
Like skip a day.
Skip a day.
Yeah,
that might days. That might eventually come in down the line, Cooper. I don't know.
Yeah, must have stank.
H2 no flush, campaign. Skip a day, shower
yeah,
campaign.
Yeah, well, there's been the hose bans.
Yeah. We've had a lot of rain recently as well.
Not enough.
Yeah,
all right. So. I'm saying that's true.
I mean, it's got to be true because Una knows Mount Mellick is in Leash, so it's got to
and
be.
I signed the NDA.
Is it true?
No, I fooled you guys.
Oh my God.
I fooled you.
Oh, wow. or is it true and because of the NDA you can't really talk about it?
That's it. I can't talk about it. Yeah.
Amazing.
Smelly Leash.
Don't say that. Beautiful county.
What did he say?
He called Leash smelly.
Just when they were doing the experiment.
Donal Skelly lives in Offaly. We'll give you his address pretty soon.
Yeah.
Everybody look at my star. Want even more banter?
Set your alarm
or just subscribe.
Either way,
you're sorted.
This is I Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Una's having the time of her life in the studio today, twirling around in the chair.
It's actually great fun.
Yeah.
It's just part of my childhood that I only remembered there when I started twirling around in it.
And then you remembered that you're wearing headphones with the cable and that you got all tangled up.
Yeah.
Important things you've forgotten. We had some great stories. So many stories that we weren't even able to get through them all. But have a listen to this. Una, I got reminded of something funny that happened to us a while back because a friend of mine was on his way to a gig. He's a DJ last night. Now, you give yourself plenty of time to get your gig anyway, right? Because if you have to bring sound and lighting, you got to do a setup and everything. He had the whole van packed up. He had all his gear with him. He was about 20 minutes out from arriving to his destination where it just got into his head. It's like, do I have my stuff, my laptop with me? Do I have my music with me? So he literally pulled the van over, all right, popped into a car park, opened up the van, completely forgot all of his music. So he had to hightail it back. Now, he made it back in time for his actual gig.
Oh, my God.
But it reminded me of the time that when we were doing, we used to do this thing with three of the DJs, myself and three of the DJs, Ray, Killian and Rory, called Foreplay, right? And we would meet up at a location, so we'd only be going all in one car, all right? So we'd carpool because we were leaving from Dublin and we were going to Dingle. We were doing a gig in Dingle.
That's some spin.
That's a five and a bit spin, do you know what I mean? Mm. We were half an hour out from Dingle, all right? And Ray got it into his head. He says, something's up, lads. I feel like I'm missing something. He literally forgot to bring his music for a DJ set. He left it back at home in his house. He completely forgot to pack it with him.
Oh, my God.
Like, what is one of the most important things a DJ needs to bring with him? It's his music.
Tunes.
Yeah, in the sense of partying. Now, he was fine because we had our music anyway.
You were there to cover for him.
Yeah, now, at the end of the day, we were half hour out. We also got a phone call saying, lads, we're going to cancel this gig. It doesn't look like there's many people around. So we're in Killarney right now.
Are you going to pay for our petrol or what? Like?
So he still owes us. So it got me thinking about what are the important things that you've forgotten or things that you've forgotten. Maybe you've gone to work and you've forgotten to bring something to work with you, like that, a DJ forgetting to bring his music.
Or like if you're going staying at a friend's house and you're going on a night out and you forget your hair straightener. But the friend's house you're staying at is a male and they don't have a hair straightener hair dryer.
Why would they have one?
Oh my God. So it's just like panic stations and you're going out with just wildly fuzzy hair.
We're looking for WhatsApps like that. Things you've forgotten that are just a little bit, just kind of, they will get you. They will worry you because they were important things.
Like a passport.
A passport, Una.
Yeah.
I know many people have arrived at the airport and have not got their passport with them.
Now that's silly.
We have a pair of tickets for Amble at St. Anne's Park on the 29th of May. But tickets go on sale tomorrow, actually, at 10 a.m. You can win them before you can buy them. Just give us some fun examples of things that you've forgotten that were important to you, maybe. Like that, Una forgot her hair straightener.
It was important to me, okay?
It was.
Yeah.
You could tie your hair up, you'd be great. You said just like, all my friends who were worrying about me that night. So, Una, we are looking for people to give us stories about things that they forgot because my friend was on his way to a gig and halfway there he just kind of, do I have my music with me? Stopped, pulled the van over and realised that no, he had no music with him. He had all the speakers and lights that he needed for the gig.
Just no tunes.
Yeah, but he had lots of time. He's a professional, knew what he was at.
Right.
Hightailed, went back and got it. And we're looking for your stories. Hubby friend has two kids, one with medical issues, so loads of hospital appointments. Second child broke the leg and had to follow up at hospital. The parents forgot to check which appointment letter and brought the wrong child to the hospital. Oh my God!
Right.
Oh. You can laugh of it. We can laugh of it now. Oh, I thought it's so funny. 087-112-107. What have you forgotten?
Hey guys. So I was going to a work event. Yes. We were uniformed. So I live in Galway. And this event is in Dublin. And I was driving all the way. Got to about...
Where did you get to?
Minute.
So that's about an hour and a half.
Oh, from Galway to an hour 40 maybe. Yeah.
Then thought about my work boots. Did I bring them?
Did you bring your work boots?
Pulled over in Minute. Realised I actually didn't bring my full uniform. But I had the boots.
Had the boots, no uniform. That would have been some event walking in just a pair of boots.
I'm dying to find out what uniform it was now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, tell us.
What happened, though?
So, I had to leg it back to Galway and made it just in time.
Oh, for crying out loud. So, drove another an hour and 40 minutes back and then another two and a half hour. Oh, my God.
What a nightmare.
That is a nightmare. Yeah, what uniform was it that you had to wear to a work event?
I once had a hospital appointment to check my scoliosis to see how it was. And I live in Donegal and we had to drive to Dublin.
Oh, my God. That's an awful journey, isn't it?
An awful trek.
And we got as far as Sion Mills. And I said to Mum, where's my scan? My scan was on a disc.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, it's in my handbag. And I was like, your handbag's not here. Oh. Turned out the handbag was sitting on top of the freezer in the house. Oh. And we had to get someone to drive and meet us in time else so we could go to the appointment.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's bad.
Do they still give you scans on a disc?
Yeah, they do.
Do they not, like, put it in your cloud, as you like to call it?
In the cloud. In the cloud. No, they give you a physical disc.
Surely they have it on a cloud somewhere, saved in the whole system. Anyway, these stories are brilliant. Important things that you've completely forgotten, 087-1102-107, because we have these tickets up for grab for Amble at St. Anne's Park in Dublin on May 29th. Tickets go on sale tomorrow morning. We're looking to give you a pair of tickets for Amble live at St. Anne's Park in Dublin on May 29th. Did a huge appearance on the main stage at Electric Picnic. Drew one of the largest crowds and overwhelming demand. They've announced this massive outdoor show in St. Anne's Park. Tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m, but you can win them before you can buy them. We're looking for you to tell us about the things that you forgot. Imagine turning up now to Amble. Oh, I forgot my tickets.
Oh, God.
My name's on the list. Name's not dead. You're not coming in. We're looking for the things that you've forgotten on 087 110 2107.
Hi, guys. I was going out in Limerick 2 weeks ago and got to the hotel late. It was like 9 o'clock. So, anyways, had my shower with the whole lot.
Oh, so you get there at 9, you're heading out. Jesus. You must have some willpower.
And realised I left my makeup bag back in Galway. I nearly died. But thank God there was a pharmacy close by, so I had to go and buy full face of makeup that I really didn't need. But anyway, I have it now. But O'Sullivan's Pharmacy saved the day.
All right, shout out.
Shout out to O'Sullivan's. How much Limerick City kid.
Because I don't wear much makeup.
Yeah.
How much is a full face? If you were to buy a full face and the sponges and the brushes and the liners and the lippy and the things, how much would that come to?
I don't know if you would have done all of that now. If it was just for one night out, you go straight into the pharmacy, you might get a bit of foundation, mascara, some lippy, maybe some blusher. Some bronzer.
So minimum then, how much would it cost?
Minimum 70 euro.
Whoa, that's your going out money.
That's your going out money, yeah.
With so your drinks and a chipper on the way home.
Yeah.
Oh my God, she must have been starving. I'm absolutely parched. Lisa is in Roscommon. Good morning, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Not too bad.
So are you absolutely mortified about the story that you're going to tell us?
Yeah.
Good.
Go on.
All right, tell the entire nation what you did, please.
I forgot my baby.
Okay, let's pair it back. What were you doing? Where were you? And how did you forget?
I was a first-time mom, and it was my first time actually bringing the buggy out.
Mm.
All excited to put her in this new buggy and bring her down to the shop. And I went into the shop and I went up to the counter and I had bits of the basket and I paid for them. But I actually picked up the shopping bags and I walked out and left her there.
Sorry, love, you forgot this. Not mine.
How long were you gone before you realised that you had left the baby in the shop?
Well, I picked up the bags and I walked out the entrance and closed the door behind me and got out to the footpath. And then to put the bags onto the handle of the pram and realise, where's the pram? Where's the baby? So I dropped all the shopping and I ran back in and these people were just standing around and I was like, oh, I'm so sorry, I'm an awful mother, and I was kind of crying. And
oh, God.
It happens to the best of us, she said.
Oh, 100%, the tiredness as well.
I was so tired, she was only 5 weeks and I was the first mom and I was like, I've lost the baby, and I literally left all the shopping on the ground. It just, everything just went, and I ran back in, and they were all just standing there looking, but I felt terrible.
Well, don't feel terrible. As the lady says, it happens to the best of us. And did you get your shopping then in the end?
Well, a few things were broken in the bag, but I didn't care.
You got your baby back, and that's all that mattered.
The Lucas said was in one piece, so I needed that afterwards for the purpose.
Camille, what age is your baby now?
She's 16.
16?
Stop.
Oh, my God. All right, okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you make up and bring your 16-year-old baby to Amble Live at St. Anne's Park. We give you two tickets, all right?
Yes. Oh, thank you.
Not at all. Listen, you enjoy that. And don't forget to bring her. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And don't forget that you brought her and that you need to bring her home, okay?
Yeah, I definitely won't miss her anymore.
All right. Thanks, Lisa.
Thanks,
cheers.
Lisa.
Thanks, Sarah.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
That's Thursday show's podcast.
That was great.
Wasn't it?
Enjoyed that.
Did you?
Yeah.
All right, now get out.
Okay.
With your lurgy.
Okay. See you later.
Make sure you subscribe, share, like, follow. Thank you so much for listening to our nonsense every morning. And we'll see you tomorrow morning. Welcoming the weekend with open arms. We love it. 6 till 10 a.m. only on iRadio. Make sure you download the new Go Loud app as well.
Bye.